Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The DH, Toby Hara. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Paxton. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Downing. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Willie Davis. Pitching for the California Angels, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball four. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to second. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford takes first base on ball four. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to home. Downing drops the ball. Manning scores. Alexander moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr spins and fires to second, with Campaneris covering, and Alexander is picked off. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cox moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alexander juggles the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Grich reaches second base with a double. Rudy moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Angels nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 1 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Date moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Date tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr fires to first and picks off Hara. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ford. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Angels 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Angels 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Date bunts towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with Grich covering, for the out. Kuiper moves to third. Verizer moves to second. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara bunts towards first. Aikens fields the ball and throws to bar covering. Safe. Kuiper scores. Verizer moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Campanera steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campaneris moves to third. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aiken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaRoche fires to first and picks off Bonds. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Akins hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Angels 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Manning steals second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Akins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. Cox is walked intentionally. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on LaRoche. Manning moves to third. Cox moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Cox scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Mike Barlow now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kuiper. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Kuiper steals second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Victor Cruz now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Campaneris moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campaneris tags and scores. Lansford tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-4 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and California Angels, 3. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.